fourth Perek HaShavuos, sixth Mishnah, Mashbiani Aleichem, Eloi Tavoyu Tidun, Sheish Libiad Ploini, Nezek, Chatzi Nezek, Tashlum Mekeifa, Tashlum Abba Chamisha. I make you swear that you don't know Edis, that somebody owes me money for Nezek, for damages, or Chatzi Nezek is a Knas, is Ax, the first time, first few times, two times a gourd. He only pays Chatzi Nezek, or Kefil if he stole, and the person owes him double. Tashlum Chamisha, if he stole a sheep or a cow and he shechted it afterwards or sold it, so he has to pay four or five times that what he stole. Shonas each point is biti, as somebody raped my daughter, which entitles him to a knas. Bita is biti, or in seduced my daughter, which entitles the father to his knas. Shikani bini, my son hit me. Now he's talking about he hit me, he did not make a wound, because if he did make a wound, then he's potter, because he deserves death penalty. Shechol b'chaveyu, or that my friend wounded me, which he has to pay shehidlak as gadish b'yom kippur, or he burnt down my haystack on Yom Kippur. All these are eilu chayovim, because even though on Yom Kippur you're not allowed to do it, but since he still would have to pay for the damage, because any type of situation which the person would have to pay, whether it's money or knas, and these people do not want to testify, so it's considered that they're withholding testimony that could have given this person money, and they have to pay. We'll see in the next Mishnah that if there are claims that are not monetary claims, and the person swears that he doesn't know the Eidus, he does not have to make a Korban Shavua, because it's only on a testimony that will have implications to monetary cases.